So much for solving the mystery of the human genome. Damn it.
That clever armor won't keep your pretty little head attached to your body. Tell me, mortal, why shouldn't I kill you now?
Coronado sent me?
That pompous pastry. He would never reveal his shame. He would never reveal his bastard abomination children.
He had to. I threatened to kill him. Then I killed him.
Oh. Well, that changes everything. Come. Sit with me.
I'll stay here. Thanks.
We renegades know something about these dark and secret ciphers. You see, we too are dark secrets. The forbidden spawn of the eugenics clinics. And while our non-human heritage denies us the power of the lost 10% common to every human, that part of us that is not native to the human genome, our animal instincts, they tell us that we are lesser creatures for our lack of the 10% that does nothing.
Great power, yeah, yeah. Coronado told us that much.
No, wretch. Those myopic traditionalists suspect that the dark ciphers hold the key to power, to evolutionary expansion. They don't hold a key. They are the key. A key to fit any lock. Had those short-term fools at the clinics devoted more time to putting those ciphers together, they would be in a position to initiate the amplification of the species. They are not. Instead, we are their next step. Part man, part dragon. Longer-lived, unsexed, but frustrated.
So you don't know how to put the key together?
No, you stupid bitch. I, like all my kind, am modified, castrated, genetically denuded. Instinct cannot assemble pieces of what is not there. But perhaps if I were to taste you, I could make a proper assessment of your genetic potential.
No.
Try the House of Plasm, dear. Yes, the House of Plasm. Now they are the cleverest fellows, and their research is miles ahead of the clinics. Maybe they have a way to turn a profit on genetic amplification. You will not see me again. Then again, you might. In that delicious, dizzy moment of last consciousness, your severed head falling to the ground. Farewell, my dear.